The Irish Examiner story, which showed that long-term rentals are simply unavailable in the Dingle Peninsula, while the area which is not a rent pressure zone has over 100 short-term lets available for holiday makers in the area. The Minister for Tourism, Catherine Martin, has indicated that a clampdown on short-term lets and Airbnbs may still be rolled out by the end of the year, despite European Union objections. The estimation from the department is that such a move could bring 12,000 homes to the long-term rental market nationally. Is this part of the answer? Many people suggesting no, and there are particular issues in Dingle which are making it very difficult at the moment to find any sort of long-term rent. Now, Mike Kennedy is the Labour representative for the Dingle area. He's an auctioneer by trade. I spoke to him shortly before coming on air this morning and asked him his reaction to the Outliner. Was he surprised with the news that there are no long-term rents available anywhere on the peninsula?
I suppose the big thing that I've seen on my professional capacity as an auctioneer in the last 7 years is there has just been very little long-term rental properties on the market. Like for me, on a professional basis, I'd say I've only been involved in probably 5 long-term rentals since I started my business 7 years ago. In that, though, the biggest issue that I'm seeing, talking to all concerned, is look, at the moment, I've seen a big drop off in the last 12 months, and probably people inquiring off me looking for long term rentals, because the way it has gone over the last few years, anyone that has rented long term have moved away from the traditional forms of using an agent in the area. They actually know the demand is so strong that they advertise them themselves, or they have rented through word of mouth. Before their tenants have actually even moved out.
And that tells its own story, I suppose, in terms of the demand. As soon as you put a house up, it's gone in seconds.
It's gone, yeah. And like even there now, at the moment, I think in the whole of Kerry, if you go on daft.ie, there's only 24 properties for rent in the whole of Kerry. It's a very much a local problem, but it's a national issue as well. I think there's only over 1,200 properties in total on daft.ie for rental in the whole country at the moment. The biggest thing that I've seen, Joy, is, like, I know back here, because we're such a tourism area, Airbnb gets blamed a lot, but the reality of it, when you speak to landlords that are fleeing the market here, it's just that they feel that they're not protected anymore, that they're worried if they get a bad tenant in, how difficult it's going to be for them to get it out. And the majority of these second property owners are actually an older generation, so they'd be people that are shoving on in years, and they're worried that if they get a bad tenant in, that the stress levels of trying to get that person out, they feel they have no protection anymore, is what I seem to get from a lot of landlords that are fleeing the markets when they come to me. And on the other hand, at the moment, I have probably three very young families that are looking for long-term rental properties off me on the market now. Traditionally, this time of the year, April, May into June, you get a lot more demand as well for the seasonal workers that are coming in to work in the area. Would be looking for rooms to rent and rentals for the next 5 to 6 months to cover the tourism season, but they're just not there, Jerry, to be honest.
And is that then having a knock-on impact on businesses? Are there a lot of help wanted signs up in Dingle Town and Aunasgall and the Lispol and the surrounds?
Yeah, well, to be honest, so far this year I haven't seen a whole lot of them. Like last year, there was a lot more. But look, they are there. There is the businesses, a lot of like businesses, especially the bars and restaurants. You'll see looking for bar staff and chefs want this.
Or is it maybe that people are just having to drive further to get to and from work onto the peninsula and off?
That seems to be the way it seems to be. I think a lot of people are travelling now from, I know one guy that's working in Dingle, he's travelling from Glamorgan every day to work here. There's people travelling distances to come to work here, but in turn you have people travelling from here to other parts of the county as well,
yeah,
for work as well. So it's kind of going hand in hand nearly.
Mike, what's the answer to it? It's not an easy answer, obviously. Supply is the answer. I know there are a number of planning permissions in. There's a number of, the council are saying there are a number of developments which will come on stream. There's around 900 people on the housing waiting list in the area.
Yeah, like at the moment, I think looking at planning permissions in around the Dingletown area, I think there's somewhere up around 140 units or a little more in the planning pipeline at the moment for in around Dingletown. Now, whether they're all going to be social housing or some come onto the private market, I'm not too sure. Looking at the design of a lot of them, they seem to be looking kind of geared more towards the social housing spectrum rather than, I'd say, the private spectrum. So, like, I'm thinking, look, to be honest, Jerry, my answer to it is I think they need to, like, in Dingle, there's been no, like, there's a lot of the people, and look, I was one of those people for a long time before I started my business. Myself and my wife both worked in the tourism industry in Dingle, and, like, the problem was, what you qualify for a mortgage, you won't buy a house for. Now, so more so than ever, because supply has got so small, and the demand is still so high, prices have climbed so high since COVID, even back here, it has priced a lot of people out of the market. And rents have gone so high here, even, like, I remember, like, even my own case, we were renting probably 5-6 years ago, we were paying $650 a month for rent. That rent has doubled now, we're up around $1,200 a month, seems to be the average rent in around West Kerry now to rent a four-bedroom property.
That seems to be pretty high. You mentioned Airbnb there and short-term lettings, whether it's bookings.com or any of these websites. You're saying that's being blamed for everything. Catherine Martin, Minister for Tourism, is still insisting, despite the EU putting a halt on the plans to bring in tougher regulations in the area, that by the end of the year she hopes to have regulations in. She thinks that's the answer. Do you think that will make a difference? In Dingle, for instance.
I think it could make a very small dent in it, but it's not the answer, Jerry, because, like, for tourism towns like Dingle, like lots of small tourism towns up along the west coast of Ireland, like, we don't have the hotel capacity or the B&B capacity here in Dingle for all the tourists that want to come. And in turn, that will have an economic downfall, I think, on the tourism industry. If we lost all those Airbnbs from the market here, like, you will see a detrimental effect on probably jobs really in the area, because if we don't have tourism in Dingle, we don't have really anything else back here to fall back on at the moment. So, like, that would be my concern, that if they
the harm would outweigh the benefit in terms of available accommodation versus people who are looking for longer term accommodation or maybe people who would switch over.
Yeah, you have a lot of these people that are working in, like, locally, that are working in the tourism industry, that are working in cleaning jobs and cleaning these Airbnbs, that are working, that are getting the benefits out of the restaurants and the bars are all busy in the summer season because these people have beds to sleep in when they come to Dingle. Catherine Martin, I think probably in your main urban areas, your Dublins and all these areas, that could help and have a benefit going forward, but in the smaller tourism towns, we do need a certain amount of Airbnbs. Now, look, I spoke to one man that did Airbnb last year, and he said it didn't pay him, he said, but he still won't rent his property long term because he's just so afraid that if he gets a bad tenant in, he said that it'll be detrimental to him trying to get them back out. He's so worried that if he gets a bad tenant in, that he will not be able to get them out.
Yeah, and he'll lose control of his property, which is one of the arguments which is being made against the idea being put forward in terms of increased tenancy rights and all of those things. But on that, finally, Mike, the situation, do you think there are people in the peninsula who have houses who maybe aren't even doing Airbnb, or as you said, like your person you spoke to, who are making a loss, but they're either going to sell or they're holding on, but they will not go into long-term rental
to be honest with Jerry, I spoke to numerous people in the last 8 to 12 months that have properties, and a lot of them wouldn't even rent them for Airbnb. They'd feel they're probably not at the standard for Airbnb, but they're just afraid to rent them long-term. Now, it's what a lot of what you get back is that, sure, look, even if I rent it long-term, the wear and tear on the property, what I lose on my taxes, that's basically that they'd probably only come out with probably 30% of their income is what they feel, 30 to 40% of their income from what they'll actually make out of it. I think there's when you look what they do on the European front, like with long-term leases, I think the government here probably need to look more at hitting something like that. Maybe and try to encourage landlords back into the market. That's the big thing.
Without a complete re-evaluation of the tenant-landlord relationship, I look at the tax, I look at long-term, multi-year tenancies, that sort of a thing on the European side.
Yeah, like, from what I can see here on the ground is, look, that they need to do something for landlords, bring landlords back into the market, because without landlords, we don't have a rental market, and that is the case at the moment throughout the whole country. And, like, look, it's not an easy answer, but, look, is a tax benefit a way to go? Possibly, like, I think, like, back in the early noughties, the government introduced a tax relief for building of holiday homes, Section 23 and Section 27 tax reliefs, where the holiday homes had to be rented back into the tourism industry for up to a 10-year period. Why not, why not introduce something similar to get people to rent their properties, but tie them in to qualify for that tax break? They have to give their rental properties for up to 15 to 20 years. It gives the tenant security of tenure. The landlord's getting a tax break. If the landlord wants to sell on the property, they're able to sell on the property with the tenant in situ, and whoever is buying that property is buying it as an investment property with the knowledge that they're guaranteed the tax break and have it sit in tenants. I think it could sort out a lot of the mess and give tenants a lot of security of tenure as well going forward.
Interesting idea. Mike, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us about that in the programme this
morning. Perfect, Jerry. No problem at all. And have a good day.